The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. Good evening, or good morning, good afternoon, or good day. Whatever time of day it happens to be when you're listening to this. If you're here in California the same time that I'm speaking, it's evening. I wanted to talk a little bit about how some of the perspectives that we take influence our experience, the perspectives that we have in our minds that, you know, sometimes we're not even aware of them, but they influence our experiences directly and indirectly. And one way is to use this expression that I used a little bit in the guided meditation of becoming sensitive to, quote unquote, as a way to think about practice, to think about our meditation practice, to think about our Buddhist practice as something about becoming sensitive to. And we can think of this expression sensitive to as being like attuned to or noticing. Maybe like when you hear a song in the distance, or maybe in the middle of a restaurant or coffee shop that's loud, and you hear a song and you want to like, oh, is that the song that I think it is? And you kind of like tune into it, kind of like tune the ear for it. Maybe something like that is kind of becoming sensitive to, is tuning into or inclining the mind. Or so it's not so much about being more susceptible to becoming upset or thrown off balance. You know, sometimes we have that expression, ah, oh, you're too sensitive. That means that you're allowing, that you're getting overwhelmed by your experience. So that's not what I am pointing to here. But being sensitive to your experience is more just maybe using our senses, all of our senses, in a more complete way. In a way that maybe as like little antennas or something like that. And one of the reasons why I bring this up is this idea of that we might consider or take the perspective that practice, meditation practice, Buddhist practice, is about becoming sensitive, is because how we conceive of the purpose of meditation affects the approach we take towards practice in maybe some subtle ways. So that is, for example, if we consider or we have this idea that the goal of meditation practice is to see clearly, which is a perfectly reasonable thing to do, but we might find ourselves then, we have this idea that we have to create a magnifying glass and that we are straining to magnify our experience. We're straining to get a closer and closer view and to see clearly, and maybe we're straining to really zoom in. And we might not be noticing that little bit of straining, or maybe it's not even little, maybe it's obvious. So having this perspective of becoming sensitive to is an alternative to this idea that we have to see clearly. Or maybe we have this idea that meditation, the goal of meditation, the purpose of meditation, is to have no thoughts. And then if we have that idea, then every time thoughts arise, and let's face it, thoughts arise during meditation. They make it quieter and quieter and wispier, but not at the beginning of meditation. And when we have this idea that the purpose of meditation is to have the thoughts go away, then when thoughts arise, then there's can be this repeated maybe it's subtle, but this sense of disappointment, this maybe a sense of frustration. And then maybe comes in some comparing mind. That is, that we're remembering that time 3 years ago when we went on that retreat and that weren't any thoughts for a little while, or maybe we're comparing to what we imagine other people's experiences are. Seems like some other people, they clearly aren't having any thoughts. They're sitting so quietly or something like this. So having the idea that meditation is about not having any thoughts, having that perspective about meditation is a way that influences our experience. In the same way, if we have the idea that meditating is all about getting blissed out, that is, having pleasant experience about pleasant after pleasant experience, and of course, the more pleasant, the better, then we might spend all our time just trying to get comfortable, all our meditation time, trying to bat away or push away anything that doesn't seem like it's helping us get to our happy place or that happy place. And again, there's irritation and frustration and annoyance as we try to shove away everything that seems to be getting in the way of our getting blissed out. But if we think of practice as a way of becoming sensitive to our experience, then, at least for me, and perhaps it does for you as well, I hope it does, has this more of a connotation of openness and softness, more of a attitude of allowing, and it allows no matter what is arising to arise. We're just tuning into it or noticing it. And having this perspective that meditation practice is about becoming sensitive to our experiences helps us to recognize that there are a range of experiences. Of course there is, that humans have when we're meditating, when we're not meditating. There are thoughts, there are uncomfortable experiences, there are things that are unclear. But if we have the idea that becoming practice is about becoming sensitive, then we can just have the attitude, well, can I just be aware of whatever's arising now? Can I hold these experiences instead of trying to make them different or push them away? And can I be sensitive to what's happening in a way that supports some stability and steadiness? And with some warm-heartedness, some softness. So one reason why I'm talking about this is that just to recognize that the perspective that we take influences our experiences, and in particular, the perspective that we take about the goal influences the way that we might think about or behave in the means. And so our perspective about the goal of meditation might affect our response to or the way that we practice. And this is worthwhile reflecting on. What is your view about the goal of meditation, the purpose of meditation? Is there a particular way in which you think about which experiences should be arising, or but the purpose of meditation should be? Maybe it's not as explicit as the language I'm using right now. Maybe it's not even clearly defined in your mind. But maybe there's a view in which that shows up and the way that we interact with our experiences or meet our experiences while we meditate. And maybe this way is helpful or not so helpful. And such a big part of meditation practice is, in fact, learning to be flexible, learning to be malleable, and to have some plasticity in the way that we approach our experience. And to include that maybe it's appropriate sometimes simply for us to be sensitive to our experience. That is, we can be sensitive to our bodily experience, either the global bodily experience, for example, like feeling the posture, or to sit and know you're sitting in some global way, some general way, being sensitive to whether your posture kind of has the balance between being alert and being at ease. Or we can be sensitive to more particular bodily experiences, that pain in the knee, the furrowing of the brow, the leaning forward, or whatever it might be. But this way, this idea of becoming sensitive to is a way in which we can avoid having a sense of inertia. And what I mean by that is there can be, especially if we've been practicing for a while, there can be a way in which, like, okay, I know how to sit, I always sit this way, and we're like no longer really paying attention to it. It's familiar, and in some way we're kind of in a rut. I sit this way with my hands this way, but there isn't any longer a being in tuned with or sensitive to what's actually happening, what's the bodily experience. So this idea of being sensitive to is a way in which there's like a little bit of movement in a flowing, relaxed way that's inclining the mind towards the experience that's supportive. So not so much like this deep probing, I have to figure this out, but more in a way in which brings this sense of aliveness or brings a sense of awareness that brings along with it a sense of vitality or energy in some kind of way. So of course, we can also be sensitive to our emotions. And we can tune into, okay, if this is a difficult emotion, one that we might feel overwhelmed by, then often the first choice can be to simplify. Simplify the emotion. And then this way, kind of letting them quiet. And so one of the easiest ways to simplify an emotion is to become sensitive to bodily experiences that are associated with an emotion. For example, like tuning into the lump in the throat or the knot in the belly or maybe the feeling behind the eyes. And then when we do this, when we simplify our emotions in this way by becoming sensitive to the bodily experience, we do this with warmth and with care. Not in a way that's harsh or dismissive of our emotions, and we're not pushing them away, we're not shutting them down. We're just in some kind of way saying, I'm not going to go there right now. And to be sure, simplifying our emotions by tuning into the bodily experience isn't what we should do for all of our emotional experiences, both on and off the cushion. It's not appropriate for our whole path of practice. It's not appropriate all the time. Sometimes it's appropriate to be sensitive for the fullness of the emotional experience and to attend to it, to notice it, to be with it with warmth and care and compassion. But I think all of us know it's easier to do that when we have a certain amount of stability and we feel like we have the capacity to do that. So the approach, whether we are simplifying our emotions by tuning into the bodily experience or we're being present for the whole shebang of our emotions, which approach we choose is, you know, we learn. And it's for each experience, we learn by exploring, by having a sense of curiosity, by playing. And so much a big part of meditation practice is being able to pick up tools, such as this idea of simplifying emotions and being sensitive to the bodily experience during emotion. So having this flexibility to pick up tools and to use them, but also to put tools down and to notice when they aren't helpful. Maybe some things are helpful on the cushion but not off the cushion, or the other way around. So being sensitive to our emotions and which tools that we're using to be with them also includes being sensitive to what leads to more suffering and what leads to less suffering. And there's so many different ways we might determine this. Suffering might be feeling overwhelmed, or it might be a feeling of constriction and stuckness. Or it might be still difficult and uncomfortable, but there might be a little bit less suffering because we're being sensitive to what's happening and there's still a little bit sense of being able to move forward, that there's a moving through or metabolizing or processing in some kind of way that maybe we don't even understand. So this idea of being sensitive also to what kind of tools that we're using, and is this the best tool at this time? And sometimes we don't even know that. Maybe I should say all the time. We only learn this through experience, through trial and error, which of course means there will be a lot of times when we discover, oh, yeah, maybe that wasn't the best way, but it's what I did, and I learned something from it. So in the same ways, we can be sensitive to our mental experiences. We can be sensitive to, in general, what are some of the perspectives or attitudes that we have. For example, do we find ourselves stuck in a us versus them, me against the world kind of a mindset, in which we find that we're doing a lot of blaming? I can't believe they did that. That person said that. I can't believe I did this. Yeah, when we find ourselves filled with the kind of feeling being stuck in this way of this us versus them or blaming, when there's these really strict ideas of there's a self here and maybe there's a self over there and that self shouldn't be that way or this self shouldn't be that way. Or of course, we're not using this type of language explicitly, but there can be like this general attitude or perspective that we're taking. In contrast to maybe finding ourselves filled with appreciation or gratitude or certain softness or openness to our experiences, even though they might be uncomfortable or they might be comfortable, but the perspective we take influences the comfortableness or uncomfortableness of those experiences. So we can become sensitive to the general way in which we are with our thoughts, just this kind of global sense of me versus the world. Or maybe a global, things are okay and there's an openness and softness, gentleness towards the types of thoughts that we have or attituding that we have. In the same way, we can become sensitive to the particular types of thoughts that we're having. A lot of planning or a lot of fantasy or reminiscing or story making of some sort or another. Or we might become sensitive to the particular type in terms of it being light or wispy, or in some ways being not so solid, but they're like coming and going. And so we can also become sensitive to the felt experience of the mental experience. That is it tight or constricted, or is it flowing and spacious? Maybe the thoughts are rapid or languid. And if we find that the thoughts are persistent, then we can become sensitive maybe to if there's an emotion underlying them. And then if we discover that there's a difficult emotion, then we can do just like we did with difficult emotions, becoming sensitive to a bodily experience, simplifying the difficult emotion and tuning into a bodily experience that's associated with it. We can also become sensitive to the amount of effort we are applying during the meditation. I mean, even part of the reason why I'm saying this word sensitive to is to just get a sense of the feeling of the type of effort that is needed for it to becoming sensitive is more of a type of a opening or allowing movement, as opposed to this idea of getting concentrated or getting focused, which implies more of a kind of like a bearing down type of effort, closing, and I'm finding myself like hunching my shoulders and making a fist, that kind of effort, or more of a relaxed, open effort. And so becoming sensitive to or getting focused on, it might have the same direction, the same movement, but there's a way in which there's a different flavor. Maybe a little more closed versus open. But the art of practice is to notice some of the ways in which we are over-efforting, striving, straining, and which some ways which we're under-efforting, that is being cavalier or too relaxed. So one more thing we can become sensitive to as part of our practice is the amount of efforting. Then I also would like to introduce something else, is that we can intentionally incline the mind to become insensitive, to become sensitive to beauty. Allowing ourselves to be nourished by the visual beauty around us. It's only one type of beauty, is visual. Chances are that you're sitting in a room right now, and perhaps there are things hanging on the wall that were put there because maybe they're visually, aesthetically pleasing. Maybe they have sentimental value. Maybe there you have coffee table books, so to speak, you know, books that are filled with beautiful pictures, or calendars that have beautiful pictures on them. So a way in which that we can become sensitive to the beauty, there's another way in which we can maybe soften and allow. When we kind of like tune into beauty, there's a way in which there isn't usually a bearing down, but instead there's an openness to this. We can see this sometimes when we go outside. when we go for a walk, either just in our neighborhood or maybe even driving in our neighborhood or wherever we might be, we can tune into, become sensitive to the architecture, the colors, I mean, nature, trees, plants. And this is a way that can really support us and help us find some stability. So then we might ask, well, if practice is about becoming sensitive to all these things, really there's got to be more to it than that. And when we become sensitive to all these different experiences, all of our experiences, and tuning into the amount of effort we're applying and being nourished by the beauty that might be internal as well as the gratitude and compassion that we might find, then we begin to notice more. And one thing that we notice is how things are connected. That is, that the perspective we take influences our experiences. If we take this perspective of our meditation practice of being just sensitive to, we're more apt to be open. We're more apt to have a softness in our practice that allows our experiences to flow through and to arise and pass away, as opposed to our glomming onto them and getting stuck in them and feeling overwhelmed by them. Might notice that, of course, that when we're hungry and for something has just triggered that a memory about a fight that we had a number of years ago or maybe even the other day. And then, of course, we're more apt to have anger in the present moment because we have this perspective. We've been viewing, stewing maybe in some anger, then we're more apt to become angry. Or if we've been practicing loving kindness or appreciating beauty or reflecting on appreciation, then maybe that same example, that same experience, we're less apt to become angry. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. We all know this. That's why we have this expression of, well, maybe you should sleep on it. We say that because this recognition that, oh, you'll see things differently later. And when you see things differently, you'll have a different response to them. But so much about practice, in some ways, maybe one of the most important things about practice is to see all the different conditions that come together to create the present moment experience, including our perspectives, including the what's happening in our mind, kind of like the ecosystem of our mind. And recognizing this, we can adjust, shift, affect our perspectives, which then affect our experiences, which then make it easier to affect our perspectives. And when we start to see that our perspective affects our experiences, then we're less apt to really hold on to our experiences as being this is the solid, true nature of this experience right now. This is the truth, absolute truth of the moment. We tend to hold it a little bit less tightly when we know that the perspective that we take influences our experiences. Then we don't hold our experiences as tightly. And with holding our experiences less tightly, it's easier to let go. Less tightly holding is less suffering, less dukkha. So this is the way to greater and greater freedom, all the way to complete freedom, is to notice the conditions that are coming together that are helping to create our experience, and importantly, the perspective that we're bringing. And I'm offering this idea of becoming sensitive to is a perspective we can take that allows us to maybe tune into, but still with some softness and openness, that can support having our experiences have softness and openness. And maybe for them to have a little bit less of a solid, static experience that we can get ourselves stuck into, but instead can allow some letting go so that we can find some more freedom. So in this way, being sensitive to our experience, one way of understanding practice is how practice can lead to freedom, all the way to liberation. Thank you.